Morning Mass, Big FM 93.7. Time for Dial a Doc this morning. And for Dial a Doc, we go to FHN. And joining us, FHN Spiritual Care Coordinator and Chaplain Sean Huguenin is joining me this morning. Sean, hey, good morning. Thanks for joining me today on Dial a Doc.
Yeah, good morning, Ben, and thanks for having me, and good morning, community.
Yeah, can you, Sean, can you tell us a little bit more about your role there as a spiritual care coordinator and the chaplain at FHM Memorial Hospital?
Sure. I have the responsibility to provide the religious, spiritual, and emotional needs for the patients, their families, and the staff. I do that through means of either support and comforting through listening and prayer and otherwise resourcing. As you know, we are a multi-faith and multi-denominational community here, so a lot of times part of my job is to do facilitation for those needs.
And we're here actually today to talk about two subjects that are appropriate for the holiday season. The first one, how to handle grief and loss at the holidays. The second, how to ensure that we are incorporating gratitude into our year-end celebrations. Let's talk about grief first. It sometimes feels awkward because the holidays are traditionally a time for joy. What kinds of grief, though, might a person be experiencing here this time of year?
Yeah, well, many people may be feeling grief in multiple ways at things this time of year. You know, we often look and relate grief to a loss of a loved one, but there are many other things that people can be grieving through. We think of often forget about material things, such as either the loss of a home just prior to going into the holidays or a loss of a job. And for some people, even find out they have a loss of their own identity sometimes as it related to the loss, causing them to feel sadness and to sometimes go to anger and some forms of emptiness. So there's a lot of different means in which people can be grieving this time of year, depending on what their loss is.
What is it about the holidays that can intensify the feelings?
I feel that it's the memories around the holiday celebrated. You know, there's a lot of traditions based around these type of holidays that their lost loved ones probably played a very important role in during this time, and thus it validates the absence of the importance in that person that was in their life.
We're talking today on Dial a Doc with Sean Huguenin, FHN Spiritual Care Coordinator and Chaplain. Sean, should people allow themselves to grieve at the holidays, or should they rather try and put those feelings behind them?
Yeah, I would say, you know, a lot of times people don't want to bother others, so they kind of keep to themselves. But I say it's never a good thing to put your feelings aside, especially grief, but to be real with yourself. And basically ask, what is it about this grieving that I'm grieving right now in relation to this holiday? Is it a particular tradition? Is it just the person? Is it the place? Or is it the stress of having to fill in being alone? So, you know, depending on what that person's family dynamics is. Because grief is a process, and we must run it. It has to run its course. And it's, for some, it's longer than others. It just depends on the particular person.
What about the friends and families of the grieving person? How should they act around the grieving person?
Friends and families, I would say to approach with an open mind. You know, especially, like I said, everybody grieves differently, and if they are grieving themselves, they may not be in the same capacity in which another person is. So basically, always approach with empathy and respect to one's space, as everyone does grieve differently.
What are some positive ways to grieve, and why is it important to allow that emotion?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, during the grief process, we truly do really learn a lot about ourselves. And we can always appreciate the impact that that person that they had in our life. Because truly a part of who we are is a part of the impact that that person had in our life. So we can be grateful and look at a positive way of the impact that the loved ones had in our life.
FHN, they hold a series of ongoing grief support groups. Can you tell us about those?
Sure. We have basically three grief-style support groups that we hold. We have a First Steps that is available on the first and third Tuesday of the month in the morning time frames. And we have a Through Grief that is an evening course on the second and fourth Monday, as well as a perinatal support group for perinatal loss that happens on the third Thursday of the night. And you can always go to www.fhn.org under the community tab and support to find out more about each of those groups and what the requirements are for them.
Today on Dial Doc, we're talking with Sean Huguenin. He is FHN Spiritual Care Coordinator and Chaplain. Sean, switching to another feeling here this morning, gratitude. Why is it important to ensure that we're grateful at the holidays?
Yeah, I'd say to reflect on all we have and how far we've actually come as a person in our own personal journeys, to understand that there are also many people, much worse off than we are, and all we need to do is turn on a TV to realize that.
What if people aren't feeling grateful? What can they or maybe their friends and families do to bring gratitude back into the holiday season?
Yeah. First of all, I'd say to be real. Maybe make a moment about others and not about ourselves, to kind of switch that path a little bit. If we don't feel grateful, maybe go and do something for others. Work at a food pantry for the day or during the season, or visit a nursing home. Because many times, if we aren't feeling joy, we can always feel a sense of joy by bringing joy to others. And that's something we can always attempt to do.
It's obviously a really busy season for most people. What are some ways that we can incorporate gratitude into our busy schedules?
Yeah, very busy world. I would say simple things. It can be from either getting some cards and sending cards out to people, getting on that phone and just giving a quick call to maybe a loved one that we haven't talked to in a long, long time, and just let them know that they are loved and appreciated. Or even the simple happy holidays gesture and a smile that we can make to a passing person as we walk through our everyday life, because we never do know how others are feeling or what they may be going through.
We're talking with Sean Huguenin, FHN Spiritual Care Coordinator and Chaplain. Sean, where can people turn for help if they need it here during the holiday season?
Yeah, well, as many avenues that people can turn. Obviously, if they're faith based, they have their local church that can support them. Close friends who may understand them, what they're going through is always a good thing. If they feel that their grief is maybe a little complicated and they're struggling with it, there's always the avenue of counseling centers that they could reach out to, as well as our support groups that I had mentioned at FHN.org that we can look up, but also myself, Ben. I'm always available, whether it's through a support group or whether it's just in person. Somebody can always reach out here to FHN and ask for the pastoral care department, and I meet with people one-on-one many times just to help listen and to try to help them get through their moments.
Sean Huguenin, FHN Spiritual Care Coordinator and Chaplain. Sean, hey, thanks for joining me today on Dial-A-Doc.
Hey, thank you very much, Ben. I appreciate it. And happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. Sean Huguenin, FHN Spiritual Care Coordinator and Chaplain here today on Dial-A-Doc, preceding paid for by FHN.